So, yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take and format a list. I saw it. What I do is I'll study some of the New Age people or the gurus, and then I'll take what they say and I'll compare it with scripture and give you a biblical view. Because what is happening is it's a parallel reality here. We've got the Christ and we've got the Antichrist. Jesus and Antichrist. And so they're learning from Lucifer, the Lucy light, and we're learning from the Bible and the Holy Spirit and other saints, you know. Each saint built, Ephesians 4 says the saints build each other up. So I'm going to make a list how you move from the flesh mind all the way up to the spirit mind and then what happens after that. So here's a kind of an overview. And what I'm going to also do is put some movies you can watch. Some of the movies that I've already come up with is Groundhog Day, Truman Show, Dark City, and Adjustment Bureau, The Cube by Jim Henson, The Roadrunner cartoon, Live, Die, Repeat, and pretty much all time travel movies tell you the same story. So you start out in the flesh, right? The ignorant flesh mind, pretty much hell on earth, the Jerry Springer show. And then you move into so you're like an NPC. When you're a child, it's innocence, right? Up till about age 14 or so. And then you under law, don't do this, touch not, taste not, don't do this, get your hand out of the cookie jar. And that I need to put down some more stuff like, everybody's like insecure in that state. Let me write that down. And so when you hit 14, it could be 10, 12, 14, 16, whatever. Everybody's different. It's like a bunch of insecurities because it's like everybody's trying to put you under law. You feel like everybody's... It's cold out, so my ink pen. So there's a bunch of insecurities, you know. You see everybody functioning and going about their business and you think, they look like they know what's going on. And hopefully it leads you to salvation. And then you're still in law, you're debating law and grace. And hopefully you move from law to grace, from works-based to faith alone, it's finished. And you still don't know Galatians. If you read the book of Galatians, you escape legalism. It takes about 5 years to see through legalism. Some people it takes 10 years, a lifetime for some. Some get stuck at that level. And so you start to see the separation in reality, the sheep and the goats. You see the sine wave, the cycles and the trouble. And if you get married, it's the flesh versus the spirit inside of marriage and a job, whatever. And you don't really understand what's going on. Then you start to see the cycles repeating. You see separations. It could be a divorce or whatever. And then you start to see... I skipped a few things. There's different levels. And so then you see the separation, even in bloodline and neighbors and all that. This is going to be a pretty good this is going to be a pretty good exercise right here. Because I'm going to put it on a... piece of paper, but I'm also put it on a whiteboard and just show it to you. You see the okay, so as you see through this cube, the 6-6 cube, you feel like everything's cutting you, right? You're being cut, you're being turned, you're being pushed and squeezed, and what's happening is God is trying to move you to the spirit mind. Even though you're saved, you still got the flesh, right? He's trying to get you to move up, to die daily, right? And it's hard. I remember when I cut the music off, probably 7 years ago, because I used to listen to rock. I liked rock music. I still like it, in a way. My old Adam still likes the rock music, but I can't do it anymore. Because if I go into listen to rock music, I go into another world. So I cut it off. I don't even know. That person don't exist anymore, even 7 years ago. If you really get serious, every 2 months you change, you become a new person. And so, as you move up the scale from the flesh mind all the way up to the ultimate is worship. Underneath worship, the self don't exist because it's all Christ. You're hid in Christ and God. You're one. When you see Him, you'll be like Him, oneness with God. Underneath that, it's all coded. You see predestination. You see the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. You see the script. It's all scripted. No space, no time. Everything's the now. Everything's a repeat. Every day's a cycle, washing machine. So every day is a cycle that's brewing you and cleansing you. So that's why it's called that's why it's called tide clothing, washing the cloth. Because when you go to the ocean, the tides, let's say you cut your foot and you go to the ocean, the salt water, the waves are cleansing. You're being cleansed. That's why it's called Tide detergent, right? Where did that come from? Because they knew that if you go down to the ocean and you got a cut, it's going to heal. You're going to heal faster. If you put salt on the wound, it's got to be, you put it in the water, put it in some warm water, stir it up, just pour it over the wound. And look at Lot's wife. She was preserved. She looked back. He said, don't look back. Lot's wife looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. What is that? Preservation. I knew how to heal before I had dental insurance. I had a little problem and the back tooth. And I knew I was going to get dental insurance. It just, for like 6 months, I had a problem. So I'd use some salt water to brush my teeth. But I had, you can't just put pure salt water. You got to dissolve it. But anyway, long story short, when I saw that about Lot's wife being preserved, I knew that salt was a key factor in getting healed, you know. And this is before Dr. Berg were even, this was a long time ago, before Dr. Berg came on the scene or whatever. Dr. Berg, B-E-R-G, you've got to listen to him. If you have a problem, just type in your problem, and then after that, type in Dr. Berg. I think he is in the, he's the best doctor I've ever heard online. He's actually a chiropractor, but he knows his stuff when it comes to the medicine stuff. He should be a real doctor. But I know he's in that cult, the I can't remember what it's called, Scientology. I know he's in that cult, but still. Take anybody, whoever they are, if they are experts in one field, listen to them. Doesn't matter if they're what their beliefs are, listen to them, but always use your Bible. I told somebody at lunch today, she's a new born again. She only been saved for about a year, and she said, well, they said that the water was here before and Jesus didn't speak it into existence. I said, look, they're lying to you. Always use your Bible. Always use the Bible. And she kept asking me. And when she went to help somebody else, I pulled up AI and gave her all the like four verses that prove it. Jesus spoke it all into existence. God created heaven and earth. The washing of the water of the word, water points back to the word of God washing you. So I told her, and I wrote down the verses that the AI pulled up for me, and it was like four verses. And she says, I want crazy proof. I put those four verses on the piece of paper I had in my pocket. And she said, I want crazy proof. I said, there's your crazy proof. She just got married Tuesday, and we've been talking for a while. and she's married to an unsaved person, but she just got saved. And he's the kind of person that can read your mind, and he's blind. And so when you like those autism people that actually can read people's mind, that you can just Google that. It's really, like, there's a documentary on it. If you're just, think about it, the autism people, God is going to give them special gifts because they got to live down here, right? When somebody can't see, they're going to have special gifts. Just like there's one lady that can't hear and she can read lips like nobody's business. Online, you can see it. She got a lot of subscribers. I mean, I can't read lips. If I learned enough, but when you don't have any hearing, you're going to focus on reading lips, right? That's all you're going to think about. If you can't see, but you can hear, you also want some sight from the spirit realm. Now, the guy's new age, it might be a demon, but she told me today that she was looking for her keys. He said they're on the top of the refrigerator. She said, "How do you know that?" Now he might be messing with them. He might have put them there, but I doubt it. But anyway, she's young. She's really saved. She really is saved. When she told me her testimony, I started crying right there in the restaurant. This is like a month or two ago. And so, what is my point? What was I talking about? Oh. There's different gifts. And when you move up, okay, you get born again, you start to separate yourself and you pray to God and he starts to show you some of these things. And there comes a point where you start to get persecuted, and no matter what city you're in, what job you're on, no matter where you're at, you get persecuted. It's like, what is that? It's the hive mind. It's the hive mind. They have to chase you down. Wile E. Coyote has to chase Roadrunner. And so as you grow in your knowledge, and there's many members of the body teaching each other, and a text came in today, and I was just telling her that, you know, I tried my best to help the saints. I'm not perfect, but I did my part, you know. Hopefully I can say, Lord, I tried to feed your sheep. I tried to help keep your sheep busy from the TV and the music. I tried to entertain the sheep with some truth to keep them off the stupid radio and the stupid TV. Give them something else to think about instead of that program that they're doing to everybody, the culture program. Try to get some people saved, you know, but that's a goal too. When you get people saved, you hide a multitude of sins, right? If you can build the body of Christ up, actually, I learned every question, every comment from a saved person, even the unsaved making comment, I learned from those questions. That's why I study the esoteric people, because I take it back to the Bible. Always, everything that you learn, you have to take it back to the Bible, because you will go down a rabbit hole that leads to nowhere. So you compare it to the scripture and you're free. I'm sitting here thinking about what restaurant I'm going to go to. There's this one restaurant I like going to, but the waitress, if she's working, even if I sit at the other end of the table, she's always trying to get my attention. And it's like, look, I'm good. And here's what I notice in a lot of places. If you start to read some emails or something on your phone or something, they will try to interrupt you. It's like, if you're in peace, I don't care where you go, there's always somebody who's going to try to take away your peace. you're reading the emails, or you're responding, or you're just focused on a you're watching a video to learn something, they will try to interrupt you, and they don't even need to. If I see somebody on a video watching a video on their phone, I leave them alone. I just leave them alone. What are some other stuff? The hive mind, Groundhog Day. Oh, you get to a point where you can pretty much project your thoughts. You can summons people. You'll get to a point where you can read people's minds and you can write in the script. But you can't get to a point where you think you're God. And it's God's script. And you know it's a cycle. And so you can become a spiritual farmer. But that doesn't mean that you're God. You're just like the farmer in 3D can put some seeds, some watermelon seeds, he gets watermelon. And sometimes there's a harvest, sometimes there's bad weather. So if you keep doing the same thing, the right thoughts, that's why he says in the Bible, whatsoever things are true, good, lovely, honorable, whatever, good report, think on these things, because your thoughts, you're in a copy machine. You reap what you sow. Karma's going to get you. You know, that's what the witches say. Karma's going to get you. So everybody knows about reaping what you sow. They might use different terminology, but where did that come from? It's in the Bible. The book of Ecclesiastes. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. There's nothing new under the sun, right? It doesn't say it exactly like that, but that's what it's saying. It might be Ecclesiastes 1:9. You can look it up. But he's saying what has already been. And there's another part of that. God requires what has been. In other words, when you read a book that's being turned into a movie, usually, you've got that precog. There's always a foreshadowing. And that's... And so if man can write a book, it's based on God's reality. Man can't do anything outside of God. So if man's smart enough to put foreshadows in a book, then guess what? You're going to have foreshadows in your 3D. Let's say you go to the doctor and the doctor says, you got to cut your sugar back or you're going to lose your foot. So you have a foreshadow and you don't eat sugar until you go back to the doctor 3 months later and they say, oh, what'd you do? That's a miracle. You say, I went on the keto diet, I did eat some fiber, and I quit eating sugar, and I've been exercising, walking, push-ups, whatever, and fasting 14 hours a day, and the doctor's gonna say, that's a miracle. No, you had a foreshadow, and you stepped into it. Like she was saying today at the restaurant, she said, since we got married, we're not arguing anymore. I thought, why'd you get married if you're arguing? But anyway, I didn't say that. I said, good. I said, you don't need to be in Jerry Springer. You're saved now. Step out of the Jerry Springer and don't fight, because you're not a Jerry Springer anymore. You're a saved person. And I might do this PDF in a little short book, and I'll give her a copy of the book. This needs to be done. I hope by the grace of God I can do this and do it right and do it professional. I just do stuff on the fly, but I need to be more professional, I guess.